And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, welcome once again to another fantastic 30 minutes. You're going to like this program. You're going to learn a whole lot. We're talking about finances on Friday, every Friday at 6:30 on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And once again, a guy who loves Hawaii, his heart is in Hawaii, but we're speaking to him not in Hawaii. Where are we speaking to you, David, these days?
Well, I wish my feet were right now between the sand in Hawaii, but the only sand I got out here is called desert. I'm in Phoenix, but we ship a lot of gold and silver to the Hawaiians, and because I'm on multiple radio stations there, as I am across the country. So it's not a problem getting gold and silver from Landmark Capital here in Phoenix, but I wish I was in your backyard.
Oh, I know you'll be back sometime. You do travel a lot, so maybe you'll see David Fisher in Hawaii one of these days. But until then, you can hear David Fisher on the airwaves every Friday on KHNR AM and FM. David Fisher with Landmark Capital. I'm going to give the phone number at the outset of the show for a switch now. I want to give the phone number just so folks can write it down, because they may hear something in the next 30 minutes they're going to want to call you. It's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That is your direct line to David and Landmark Capital, who bring you Finances on Friday. And David, we're going to be covering a lot of topics, like what is President Trump's quote-unquote pillars that he intends to change? And we all know he likes to talk a lot about drill, baby, drill, and why it might not happen. Also, you'll be speaking about deregulation and the IRS. And of course, gold and silver prices, how much will they rise under President Trump? If you're ready to go, David, I've got question number one.
I'm going to drop two bombs at the end of the program. So make sure you listen the very end. Right. You're going to want to not miss those two. I will say, I've been doing this 30 years. One of the bombs announcements is the biggest announcement I will make so far in my 30-year career history about gold. So stay tuned till the end.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks for having me. Aloha. I'm so glad. TGIF, let's get into this.
I can't wait. All right, here we go. Question number one. President-elect Trump is already hitting the ground running, even though he's not in office until next year. January 20th couldn't come soon enough. Anyway, David, if you could summarize, what are the quote-unquote pillars of what he will implement, and how will this affect us?
So I wish I could get credit for these brilliant four pillars, but I always tell the truth. I'm going to yield to who came up with it. Morgan Stanley just came out on their website here recently, and now it's also in the news on many news formats, about the main four policy channels that will matter to most investors. Straight from Morgan Stanley: tariffs, immigration, fiscal deficit. We covered tariffs last week and fiscal deficit. Mm-hmm. And the fourth pillar with those three is deregulation. So we're going to talk about deregulation today. But the sequencing of putting these into place and the severity of how far they will go of the impact of these policy choices will matter a lot financially and economically and socially. So we're going to talk about that. Morgan Stanley says they're all a work in progress as far as the clarity, because there's more questions than there is answers. And Morgan Stanley, the bottom line, they say these four pillars, and because it's not all yet fully dialed out, because it's going to take time and it might not dial out for at least half of his administration, Morgan Stanley is saying they're going to contribute to severe volatility in the markets. And I would concur with that with every cell in my body. Get ready for a lot of uncertainty, a lot of pushback, a lot of great things happening, a lot of challenges, and all along the way, a lot more questions than answers, which will cause enormous amount of volatility, which will cause enormous amount of uncertainty. And uncertainty is fantastic for the gold and silver market. You thought we had the last 4 years of gold and silver doing really well. Get ready for it's even to do better. We'll get into that at the end of the program. All right. I'm going to like cut it short on question number one, so we leave some time towards the end, because usually I don't talk a whole lot about gold and silver, but I got it. I got to save enough time to drop the bomb and the announcement. But anyway, thank you.
All right, let's get going here. Can't wait to hear those bombs. Question number two. One thing President Trump wants to do, we all know, drill, baby, drill. Now, one of Exxon's top leaders is kind of putting a kibosh on this. Can you tell us about that?
He's the vice president. He's also Exxon's what you call upstream president. His name is Liam Mollen. And he says that the oil and gas producers in the United States will not raise output significantly in the coming years, despite the president-elect Donald Trump is saying, drill, baby, drill. Now, he's been at Exxon since 2014, so he's not a Johnny-come-lately. He says this, quote, "I think a radical change is unlikely because the vast majority, those that are in the oil industry, if not everybody, is primarily focused on the economics of what they're doing." He says this, if those rules, the rules that the oil industry has to go by, were substantially changed, and it was drill, baby, drill, in other words, I'm paraphrasing his quote, and you'd be able to drill more, that's what he's saying, assuming that the quality and have met your economic threshold, I don't think, this is his quote still, we're going to see anybody in the drill, baby, drill mode. I really don't, end quote. Now, here's why he's saying that. First of all, there's 13 million barrels of oil a day that come out of the ground in the United States. And we're 45% more production than the rest of the world in the past decade. Now we're talking about drill, baby, drill, creating a surplus. What happens when you create a surplus? The price of that goes down, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Simple economics.
Yep.
So the biggest oil producer operators have no incentive to drill, baby, drill in the short term, because what it does, it lowers the price of oil, which lowers the profit margin. So this is a kind of a common sense. Even the CEO, Darren Woods of Exxon, discouraged the president-elect from withdrawing from the U.S. Paris Climate Agreement and argued that it's better to participate and push for a common sense carbon cutting approach policy than just drill, baby, drill. So that's the sentiments from the oil producing nations or companies in our nation. We'll see what happens. I'll keep the listeners informed in Hawaii there.
All right. You're listening to Finances on Friday, all about your finances and how the news around the globe can impact your finances and even ways to safeguard those finances that you've worked so hard for. We're talking with David Fisher of Landmark Capital, and we're going to come back not only with a couple more questions, but David's got those two big bombs he's going to drop during this program. Right, David?
Right on. I can hear the engine revving up a little bit.
All right. Well, listen, before we leave and come back for a break, want to give you both a phone number and a website to get in touch with David. Phone number is 844-604-2575, or just simply go to landmarkgold.com. And when we come back, two more questions and two big bombs right here on Finances on Friday, KGNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Gold is in the news. Why? Because the world is going towards gold, and Costco, a major retailer, has now been selling gold since 2023 to citizens in America. They've sold around $200 million a month. Landmark Capital wants to make it even easier for you to buy gold. The same type of gold, a 1 ounce, 24 karat bar that Costco is selling. Landmark Capital is also doing the same, but at a cheaper price than Costco. It's for a limited time only, one per household, no annual fees like Costco, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no nonsense for immediate delivery. Call me right now at Landmark Capital and take advantage of this.
You heard David. Give Landmark Capital a call right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to landmarkgold.com.
Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, thanks for holding out. I know you want to hear those two big announcements. They'll be coming up right here. Finances on Friday returns on this beautiful Friday here in Hawaii. It's every Friday night, by the way, at 6:30. Brought to you by Landmark Capital. Now, David, we're at question number three. Here we go. Tariffs and deficit spending are two of the four pillars we talked about last week. Now today, let's talk about deregulation, specifically the IRS. Now the IRS has recently been empowered, and will President Trump reverse this?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of three letters in the government that the swamp needs to be drained. Some say the FDA, and we're going to have that looked at really hard by Kennedy Jr. We're going to have the CIA. I can go on and on, but how about the IRS?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go walk down memory lane for a second now.
All right.
April 28th, 2021, President Biden's in office. He proposes a huge spending bill, the infrastructure inflation bill. He promises on the back of that, no new taxes for anybody will be affected. If you make less than $400,000 a year, you will pay no more taxes than you would be prior.
Mm.
Keep in mind, the government's had massive spending.
Mm-hmm.
And at that announcement, the experts came out and doubted he could keep that pledge. Just 7 months later, on November 17th, same year, 2021, according to the analysis done by the Joint Committee on Taxation, they said, quote, President Biden will break his promise and raise taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year by the year 2023. That's the report. Fast forward from 2021 to that year, 2023, in April 6th, the Biden administration lays out a full spending plan of $80 billion of cash infusion, where? To the IRS.
Mm.
Bringing on 30,000 employees over the next 2 years and a total of adding 87,000 new employees over the next 5 to 10 years. The biggest employment opportunity the IRS has ever offered a United States citizen. What is their major focus? The small business owner. Remember, I've talked about this before on national radio. They were the application or the notice for employment. You had to learn how to carry a gun. You have to learn how to do a citizen's arrest. Mm. You have to learn how to serve a search warrant and go into a person's home. That was the criteria to work at the IRS when they let out the job criteria, the application. So Biden empowered the IRS to go after small businesses to pay massive amounts of money to the government, who is spending massively. There's 33 million plus small businesses in the United States that employ 61 plus million Americans, totaling 46 plus percent of people in what you call the private sector. This is from 1995 to 2021. Small businesses created 17.3 million jobs, accounting for 63% of those jobs that have been created from 1995 until 2021. So that's a big segment of our country. over half.
Wow.
And that is why they thought they could get taxes from. The Small Business Administration defines a small business as an independent business with fewer than 500 employees, ranging from $1 million to over $40 million in gross sales. Here's the big announcement, December 7th. The IRS launches a criminal investigation division. The Armed Enforcement Wing of the IRS, which is tasked with combating financial crimes, it expanded its workforce by nearly 11%, bringing on staffing levels to their highest in nearly a decade, boosting the division's conviction rate up to 90%, according to the IRS latest annual report. That's sickening.
Man.
Now, I have to say this. If you're doing something fraudulent, wrong, breaking the law, not paying taxes on money earned, that's another thing. But that's not what this is all about. Maybe some of it is, but there's a lot more hidden message behind the madness. Yeah. According to the fiscal year of the 2024 report by the IRS, they launched 2,667 criminal investigations, leading to 1,571 convictions. That's a pretty good percentage of a conviction compared to investigation. That's high. The division raised the conviction rate even from there up to 88.4% in 2023 to this year, and now it's at 90% conviction rate. Man, you don't have a chance, even if you're innocent, which ended September 30th. The division announced they uncovered $9.1 billion more in fraud, obtained $1.7 billion in court-ordered restitution, and seized $1.2 billion of criminal assets. The division is now focused, heading into 2025, to leverage what they've already done, expand their resources and expertise to pursue more financial crimes and protect the integrity of the U.S. tax system. They took it one step further. They're really going after LLCs, pass-through entities. Now, I have a CPA. She's certified, Melinda is her name, with the IRS. She knows what she's doing. And she's told me multitude of times, and you can Google on the internet, that when you have an LLC, the money is passed through to the individual. Well, the IRS, here's the article, October 25th. The IRS has officially launched a new unit that states it will more efficiently conduct audits for pass-through businesses. The initiative is to target businesses that pay no taxes on the revenue. Well, that's how the whole system works, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, we don't care. We're going to go after those businesses, is how I interpret it. Instead, the income generated is passed to the owners, who then file taxes based on their individual tax rates. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. In September, the IRS stated that it's establishing a unit within the agency going after small businesses, and it has officially started its work. Mm-hmm. They're looking at every form, every size, every purpose. The IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel said, quote, by using Inflation Reduction Act funding and enhancing our expertise in this area, we will be able to reverse our historically low audit rates for complex arrangements employed by certain high wealth individuals and large entities, end quote.
Mm.
Now, before we all get our feathers all completely ruffled and out of whack, there is one good silver lining here.
Okay.
And I think this is because President Trump is going to be in office. He's going to deregulate, I hope. I don't know this for sure, but some of this. Mm-hmm. But already, there's this, under the Biden administration, they were trying to enforce, well, they passed a law, they said they're going to make it happen, and they've been scaring the public to death that all LLCs need to do some special reporting through an agency called the BOI, which stands for Beneficial Ownership Information. And what that means is they're going to check you out up and down, sideways, left to right, horizontal, vertical, however adjectives and synonyms you want to say.
Yeah.
With a 90% effective rate of a seizure. Wow. Here's the silver good lining.
All right.
On December 9th, there's a report that's required by these LLCs to be filed by January 1st of 2025. Every LLC. By January 1st, that needs to be filed. There is an injunction out of Texas, a court order that stopped this happening now. So now it's going to go probably to the Supreme Court. Beth Melito, she is the executive director of Small Business Legal Center. She says this ruling is a huge victory for small business owners nationwide and is just in time. When the bill actually came about 3 years ago,
yeah,
Republicans said this is far overreach. This is just government intervention seizing Americans' asset, and it's not constitutional. Mm-hmm. And now we have a court-ordered stay. We'll see what happens. I will keep your listeners informed. But this is just one step of many where I hope the swamp gets drained.
Yeah. Wow. All right. You're listening to Finances on Friday. Once again, David Fisher with Landmark Capital. We've got a final question for you, and you got some bombshells. Let's get to question number four. Everyone wants to know, how will the price of gold and silver, how much will they rise under President Trump's leadership?
A bunch, I'll say. They rose more under President Trump than under President Biden, because he imposes more policies that creates more uncertainty that eventually does help America, but pushes the rest of the world away from the dollar. We'll see what will happen with that. But think of a B-52 bomber. Here's the first bomb of two getting ready to go off.
All right.
Gold has gone up this year so far, year to date, January 1st till now, 28%.
Nice.
That's very nice. This is without China buying any gold for 6 months. China is the number one nation that buys the most amount of gold from a central bank level, and their citizens are the second largest purchasers of gold on a citizen's level behind India. Mm-hmm. And the government, has taken a pause, the largest buyer, and it still went up 28%. Here's bomb number one. They just announced they're going to resume gold buying immediately on a central bank level. As soon as they made this announcement, gold popped, made some uptick. And I think, so think with me, if it went up basically in the last month, 6 months, 15%, 14.8 to be exact, out of the 28%, 15 out of the 28, without China buying, how much more will it go up under a regime called President Trump that goes up more than Biden, and now that China's engaged, that they're going to resume their gold purchases at a very high level? Expect really a lot more movement into gold.
Wow.
Here's the bigger of the two announcements.
All right, again, bomb number two. Here we go.
Bomb number two. I've been doing this for 30 years, and it blew my mind when I read this. We're recording on Tuesday morning, and I read this Tuesday morning. This is fresh off the press. This is the first radio station I've announced this on.
All
so
right.
You're the first.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to buy not physical gold, but a contract on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange or the COMEX market, that contract is sold in 100 ounces of gold. That equivalents to around $270,000 you got to put up to buy that contract.
Wow.
How many people can do that?
Not very many. No.
That knocks out 95% of the United States out of the world. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They just changed this. And on January 13th in 2025, you now can buy a contract in gold, a 1 ounce contract in gold, which is a $2,700 contract. Again, this is not physical gold. This is controlling a position in gold paper-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you always have physical gold because you can't get bailed in. But why am I bringing this up? Because now 95%, the other 95% that couldn't do this, can do this. Think about Bitcoin for a second.
Yep.
When they put this on an index, that index, the price of Bitcoin went up crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could buy whatever you wanted to. This is going to be the equivalency of that on January 13, post that day. So get ready for a lot of volume to come into the paper side of the market in gold. Anytime you see a lot of volume going towards one area of a thing, whether it be Bitcoin or whatever it is, or the tech stocks that went crazy, it causes that market to go up. And this is going to open the floodgates for gold to make a major move. Do not miss out on this. We are having a discount in January, right about the same time in physical gold. Imagine having the same increase, but in physical, they can't seize it like a digital paper contract. You're safe from a bail-in, and it goes up a little bit better than a paper contract historically. Call my company. Don't wait around. These bombs have been dropping. China's in the game. The COMEX market's in the game. It's time for you to get in the game. Diversify into gold and silver. Call Landmark Capital right now.
All right, let's give him that phone number, David. Wow, some great news. Call David. Call Landmark Capital. 844-604-2575. Again, 844-604-2575. You can always go to his website as well at landmarkgold.com. And once again, David, thank you so much for the updates. I'm excited, and we look forward to speaking with you once again, maybe some more bombshells next Friday. As we say always to you, David, because we know your heart's here in Hawaii, we say mahalo and aloha.
Aloha, my friend.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 at 94.3 The Answer.